Let's take a look at where we stand in the markets with just around 2 minutes to go until the closing bell. You're looking at losses across the board, Dow, S&P and NASDAQ all under pressure. We have Rob Hayworth, U.S. Bank Wealth Management Senior Investment Strategist, and Tom Essay, Sevens Report Research Founder and President. Rob, let me start with you because markets actually seem to be in a wait and see mode today. We aren't seeing too much action when you take a look at the three major averages. The developments down in D.C., something that investors are keeping an eye on. I guess from your perspective, what is this infrastructure deal? What does this mean for the market?
Well, I think it's fairly constructive in that you're now seeing progress on the legislative agenda, right? This is something in our mind that the market has kind of been waiting for, not because it's going to be a huge driver of growth and earnings, but rather it starts to set expectations for what we're going to get as we head into December 3rd, when the budget deal and the debt ceiling deal expire, and we need to have kind of that next phase, the reconciliation bill in place. So I think the market's looking forward to progress, but we are wait and see because we've got a number of issues ahead of us, including not just debt ceiling, but also inflation.
Tom, you like to talk about Treasury yields as being what's behind what we're witnessing, and that people play too much attention to inflation while ignoring what's going on with those yields. What's the lesson that you think a lot of us might be missing?
Well, I think that the market, the bond market especially, isn't nearly as concerned about inflation as the rest of us are, perhaps. And the reason I say that is because if the market were worried about inflation, then the 10-year yield would be much higher than the 1.61% it is right now. I mean, we're posting inflation statistics that are, you know, multi-decade highs, yet the 10-year yield isn't anywhere close to where it was pre-pandemic, right? So those two things don't add up. And I think what it is essentially that the bond market is looking past this transitory spike in inflation, and clearly it's saying it does think it's transitory. It's agreeing with the Fed. And I think that's part of the reason that stocks sort of continue to grind higher, too, is that it's not quite as dangerous an inflation spike as it appears to be.
All right. We have a closing bell. There you see it. And this is where the markets are going to end up on a day when we are expecting the president to sign the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill any minute now. Dow's going to close down roughly 12 points. But look at that. The S&P 500 essentially flat. It seesawed between positive and negative territory. We'll see if it can hold on to that as things settle. And then the NASDAQ's going to be down just about 7 points. Take a look at sector action today. It was a mixed picture. You had consumer staples and energy in the green. You had materials and healthcare in the red. Let's go back to the panel until we get President Biden. And when we talk about this infrastructure bill and all that is coming our way, what's the most important thing, Tom, that you think would be the impact? You just talked about the mistakes some of us make with inflation, but won't this infrastructure bill have an impact on treasuries as well?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that the infrastructure bill, it is going to increase stimulus, right? And I think to a point, it's good for the market, and here's why. If we didn't get the infrastructure bill, there sort of would have been a very large fiscal cliff the market would have had to negotiate. And what I mean by that is, think, we've just spent the last 2 years spending unbelievable amounts of federal money, right, to help the economy and to keep the economy in.